Dear Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have known each other since we were 7 and 11 years old. Throughout the years, we've had on and off relationships. It didn't matter if we were exclusive or not. We always found a way to be together. We finally got married in 2000. We had separated for 4 years until we found our way back to one another. Now we've been together for the past 2 years. My problem,
Shirley, I'm sorry, baby.
You
start
been...
the letter over, because
okay.
I've been messing with time. I can't pay attention.
Right.
I can't respond
Subject,
to this letter. Yeah.
It goes,
I'm
fight
sorry.
My man. It's okay, darling. Fight my man or give up and let it go. I think she means fight for my man or give up and let it go. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have known each other since we were 7 and 11 years old. Throughout the years, we've had off and on relationships. It didn't matter if we were exclusive or not. We always found a way to be together. We finally got married in 2000. We have been separated for 4 years until we found our way back to one another. Now we've been together for the past 2 years. My problem is when we got back together, we clearly stated to one another that there is a low tolerance for cheating. My dumb butt decided to get involved with phone sex with a man that I have never met in person, that I only dealt with through work, that lives literally states and states away. Not only was I having conversations with this total stranger, but I have also had conversations with my ex-boyfriend that I left my husband, that I left my for my husband, that I left my for husband. That I left for my husband. Okay.
I already got my answer.
Well, my light shine bright now. It's been about 6 months since this happened to my husband, and my husband decided to leave me and the kids about a month and a half ago. He refuses to give me another chance, and I just want my marriage to work like it should have from the beginning. Every time I ask him to come home, he just questions me, what am I coming home to? What will be different, etc. I thought things were going well since that happened. We went on and a cruise this past summer for our 6-year anniversary. His leaving just smacked me in the face. Sometimes I feel like he will come back home, especially when he comes to stay for nights at a time in spurts. I really and truly love my husband. I keep telling him just because I did what I did doesn't mean that I don't love him any less. I really need this man in my life, not only for me, but for my daughter as well. I've mentally let go and let God, but I am truly scared that I have lost this man for good. What should I do? Should I give up hope or should I keep fighting? Signed, should have known better. To not let others in. You should have known better. It sounds like your husband is really done with you this time. You got caught. You said it best in your letter. Your butt was dumb. You kept pushing your husband away, playing games with your marriage. You didn't keep your word. Your husband's feelings are just a big joke to you. Men hurt too. Where is the love you say you have for your husband? I don't get that. Your marriage could have worked. It really could have. Why else would he, would he keep coming back? You could have worked on your marriage a long time ago, but you never decided to work on it. Now your husband is fed up. The trust is gone. So is he. You can keep hope alive, but I don't know if he's going to come back. You know, anything's possible, but he's just tired. Like he says, you know, what's he coming back to? Letting go and letting God is not just a cliche. It's really real. You know, you got to put some faith. You got to put some work with that. And you just didn't do that, Steve.
Now, I want to read this letter again, but I ain't got time. So I'm going to have to do this letter line by line and break it down what's really wrong here. The letter answer is always at the end, like I say, usually 90%. Like Shirley just said, I have mentally let go to let God. Okay, you'd have made this decision after all of this?
Right.
You'd all listing went down. Now you want to let go, let God. Now you want God to come in and fix all these mistakes. There are repercussions even when you have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You still have to make amends. You still have to let mistakes you make run their course. God is there to help you get through it. Now you need him now just to help you get through it. You may not be able to fix some of the decisions you made. Let's go to the letter. Lady, fight for your man or give up and let go. What have you done to keep your man? This letter is crazy from the get-go. We have known each other since we were 7 and 11 years old. Throughout the years, we've had on and off relationships. It didn't matter if we were exclusive or not. We always found a way to be together. Now, right after that crazy mess, the line is, we finally got married in 2000. For what? What did y'all even get married for? Been knowing each other since you 7 and 11. Been in off and on relationships the whole time. Mm. You even said it didn't matter if we were exclusive or not. We found a way to be together. Next sentence, we finally got married in 2000. For what? The hell? You have not had a marriage-type track record or a marriage-type arrangement before you got married. Y'all's activities never was headed in the direction of marriage, and you decided to get married. And you ain't changed now one of your behavioral patterns, even after the marriage, because you didn't practice it before. When you say, man, this is who I want to be with, this is the girl, this is the man for me, this is it. That's when you make the move, not after you ain't ever been exclusive. So we got married in 2000. For what? That's the dumbest thing. I'm suicidal, but I'm going to take yoga. You know, then let's go down to this next line. Now we've been together for the past year. My problem is when we got back together, we clearly stated that to one another that there is a low tolerance for cheat. Low means it's a little bit of tolerance. That's why you did what you did, because it's a no tolerance for cheating in a marriage. Matter of fact, lady, this whole letter happening because you stupid and your man stupid. Now, two stupid people and gotten married. Now, stupid stuff keep happening. All right, let's go on down. My dumb butt. Now, here's where she get. I told you she was stupid. Listen to this. My dumb butt decided to get involved with phone sex with a man I've never met in person. That is really stupid. That I only dealt with through work that lives literally states and states away. Not only was I having conversations with this total stranger, but I've also had conversations with my ex-boyfriend that I left my husband for. That I left for my husband. That was one of them non-exclusive relationships she had before they got married. That, see, that's why they can't ever be right. She was in a relationship then, okay? Of course, everything that you do in the dark comes light. Well, my light got shot. Now it's been about 6 months since this happened, and my husband decided to leave me and the kids about a month and a half ago. You know why? Because he can't get past it. See, men different. We cheat, we want you to get past it. But when you cheat, please understand, we ain't fitting to get past it. Because our egos won't allow us to get past it. Double standards, whatever you want to call it. But usually women don't do that. So when you do that, our ego, our male ego, is damaged beyond repair. So I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Now then you say, I just want my marriage to work like it should have from the beginning. Well, if you want your marriage to work like it should have from the beginning, you should have had a relationship that was working towards a no-tolerance type cheating thing. But y'all been doing this for a long time. I thought things were going good since we went on a cruise this past summer for our 6th anniversary. His leaving just smacked me in the face. Well, didn't you smack him in the face when you was on the phone with the total stranger that lives states and states away and then decided to get back on the phone with your ex-boyfriend? I'm not closing yet, so just relax. Sometimes I feel like he'll come back home when he comes to stay for nights at a time in spurts. I keep telling him, just because I did what I did doesn't mean that I don't love him any less. Okay, what do it mean, though? When you have sex on the phone with two men and you got a husband, lady, I'm through with you. You really shouldn't even have wrote me. You stupid and your man stupid. You went in stupid. Now, stupid is like stupid does. You and your husband is the Forrest Gump.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.